Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Jenny. This is Nicholas again from the beautiful state of Arizona. Now, I feel like I need just an entire episode dedicated to me. Just kidding, but I do call you guys way too often, I feel. But, again, I had another experience. Now, I know this podcast is not really directly related to dreams, but I do feel that my dreams kind of have, like, a paranormal aspect about them, and I'll leave that for you guys to judge. Now, before in previous calls that I called in, obviously, calls, I explained how I've had dabbled a little bit with trying to, you know, hone in on my astral projection, because I did explain that once. When I was younger, or not once, but when I was younger, I used to feel that I would leave my body when I slept, and it would feel as if I was floating. And there was this instance where, I mean, it's a tone of sleepwalking, which is obvious, but it felt like I was floating. So, you know, and it wasn't my mom carrying me or anything when she found me, because in this one scenario, I guess I had sleptwalked from my room, which is right across the hall from my mom's room. We were in an apartment building. It was a 2-bedroom apartment, and I had my own building. I was about 3 years old at the time, and you have children, you know, the height of children, you know, what they can and cannot get into. So somehow I got from my room, you know, opened up my door, walked all the way to the living room, which a couple of feet away from my room, opened that door. I unlocked both locks, both top lock and bottom lock for the doorknob, opened the door. And I guess I disappeared for a while because my mom searched the house frantically for me. She searched everywhere for me and could not find me. And she went outside and everything and came back, and I was on the couch. Don't ask me how. I don't know how. I was way too young to even comprehend. I don't even know that that happened. But that's what my mom swore up and down. So from that point, you know, on, this sleep paralysis and just weird dreams have always been a natural occurrence for me. So last year, I had a dream where I had seen... It was like a dream where I was halfway awake and halfway asleep. Like, the best way I can explain it was like if I was split down the middle and my vision was seeing one thing and my other side was seeing another completely different vision. On the left, like, leftern hemisphere of my face, I guess, I was looking at my living room. And in the living room, it was completely normal, you know, TV, couch, whatever. I could see everything completely normal. Nothing was wrong. On my right hemisphere of my face, I could see it was a lighter shade. It had like an orange hue to it. And in the center of my vision on the floor was a white dog. It was like a white Pomeranian. And I don't have any dogs right now. I do want one, but maybe that could be a tone to that. I do want a little white dog. So, I mean, it was just there. It didn't do anything. It was just like a couple of seconds, and then I was awake. And every time that I have something like this, I wake up. And I have, like, this massive headache. My eyes are just really, they're just really hurting. And it feels like when I'm in that state that someone's, like, forcing my eyes closed. Like, someone is just literally putting their fingers on top of my eyelids, and I'm trying to fight with all my might to open up my eyes. And so we'll go to the second one. The second one, somewhat similar. I'm laying on the couch. I'm looking towards my living room, no double vision this time, just straight, you know, just seeing my living room. And all of a sudden, I see my wife, her head just to, you know, from her neck up, just peering from the wall, just like as she's like coming out of the wall. And she just turns slowly and looks at me. And then I wake up, same thing, head hurts, eyes are just, you know, feel like someone, like, there's just pushing them down. And it's just, it's a weird feeling. Both times I've woken up from that, I've looked outside, or the light coming from outside is like a strange white, like a white color. I don't know. It's calming in a sense when I wake up from that. This one just happened yesterday. And this is, I want you guys to help with all three of them. But I had a dream, and I don't remember the context of, like, the whole dream, but I just remember the little bit of it. And I'm a new father. My son is 7 months old, so I'm new to the parenting thing. But I had a dream finally about him, and we were in the living room, or a living room. It wasn't necessarily mine, but I was holding him, and then all of a sudden, you know, 7 months old, they can't really speak. So my son looks at me in my dream, and he's speaking to me, and he says, I'm not scared, Dad. And I'm like, oh, you're not scared, baby? And he's like, no, Daddy, I'm not scared. And then he looks away, and then he looks back at me again, and then he's like, can I be Jaden? Because his name is Jaden. He's like, can I be Jaden now? And I'm like, of course, baby, you can be Jaden. And that was that. I woke up, and again, and it's not like it was a nightmare, you know? You know when it's a nightmare because you wake up and your heart is pounding and you just, you know, you're perspirating, you know, you're just sweating, you're just disoriented. You're like, oh my gosh. But I wake up from this, like, each one of these kind of dreams that I still have some kind of deep meaning or it's going to have an impact in the future for me. I wake up from these things. I have a massive headache. My eyes, just, like I said, again, it just feels like someone's holding them down. And I don't know what this means. I don't know what this is. I don't know if something's trying to, you know, connect with me. I don't know exactly what to pick up from this. When my mom was younger, she used to have sort of I guess premonitions. She had a premonition once that one of her cousins got killed, although in her premonition, he got killed by gunfire, but in real life, lightning struck and a vase from a windowsill fell and hit him on his head and he died. It's still pretty terrifying, you know? And I don't know. I don't want to get into too much, but I want to know what you guys think about those, or if any listeners know what, you know, have any input on that, if anyone else has had anything similar.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.